This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Midwest dairy farmers are getting a chance to share their stories through the one thing every person can connect with. Food, the Dairy Good Cookbook, everyday comfort food from America's dairy farm families, was inspired by consumers' passion for cooking and recipe sharing. Released in June, the cookbook is among the items available to Illinois State Fair visitors who visit the dairy building. It'll sell for $18 plus tax in the Utter Clutter booth, sponsored by Illinois dairy farmers through the Midwest Dairy Association. The cookbook helps people reconnect with those who play a role in producing our food, the nation's nearly 47,000 dairy farm families. Karen Bonnert, Bonnert Jerseys of East Moline and an exhibitor at the fair, submitted her recipe for triple-layer chocolate cake with vanilla buttercream. It was one of the select few chosen to be included in the 256-page book. Along with the Dairy Good Cookbook, the dairy building at the fair includes games for kids, dairy products on display, the Butter Cow, and delicious, nutritious, and wholesome dairy products, including ice cream, milkshakes, and cream puffs. The Utter Clutter also includes shirts, posters, and cow memorabilia. This year's fair, Growing Illinois, runs Thursday, August 13th through Sunday, August 23rd in Springfield. Students from the U of I at Urbana-Champaign College of Veterinary Medicine will work alongside veterinarians from the college and from the Illinois Department of Agriculture to provide veterinary care for all animals on the grounds during the fair. It's a great opportunity for the department as well as the students from the U of I, says Ag Director Philip Nelson. Large animal veterinarians are critical to the livestock industry. There has been a decline over the years in this field, and this partnership serves as a way to give students other practical experience. A variety of animals are exhibited each year at the fair, including beef cattle, dairy cattle, sheep, goats, swine, rabbits, poultry, and horses. Animals that enter the fairgrounds are required to be accompanied by a certificate of veterinary inspection and must be officially identified. Additionally, veterinarians check animals for signs of illness and disease and are available around the clock for the duration of the fair to care for sick animals. Finally, did I miss it, or was an agriculture-based question totally absent from Thursday night's debate? Just wondering. I mean, they all eat, right? Monday, Katie Bowles begins her new job as farm reporter. You'll probably hear her for the first time on Wednesday after a couple of days to get her sea legs. She comes home, so to speak, with a pretty fair handle on agriculture. After being head of the Stark County Farm Bureau and spending some time shadowing former farm director Rita Frazier, we all think she'll step into this spot very nicely. And she is a Litchfield girl, and glad she's coming back home and glad she's coming to help us. So look for Katie Bowles. You'll hear her probably Wednesday. She'll be around on Monday getting acclimated. This is John Michael Marty. I had fun. I'll do it a couple more times, but then it'll be Katie's turn.